It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The trial of five alleged members of the Oath Keepers, that's the far-right militia accused of plotting to attack the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, began on Monday. They're being tried for seditious conspiracy in the most significant case yet from the Capitol attack. In opening statements, the Justice Department said the defendants sought to, quote, stop by any means necessary the lawful transfer of presidential power to Joe Biden, quote, including taking up arms against the United States government. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Nessler said in opening statements, quote, they concocted a plan for an armed rebellion to shatter a bedrock of American democracy. He also said that the Yale Law educated leader of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, acted like a general as he watched his troops enter the Capitol, and that the group stockpiled weapons near Washington, D.C. They also played a recording of Rhodes saying that his only regret about January 6th was that they, quote, should have brought rifles. On the other side, the defense lawyer for the Oath Keepers said that the jurors will see evidence that the defendants had, quote, no part in the bulk of the violence that occurred on January 6th. All five members have pleaded not guilty to the charge of seditious conspiracy. That's a charge rarely brought by the Justice Department. It carries a maximum punishment of 20 years in prison. And we've now learned the possible, probable date for the rescheduled January 6th House Select Committee hearing that was postponed last week. It's tentatively scheduled for a week from Friday. That'll be October 14th. Turning to disaster news, President Biden visited Puerto Rico on Monday to survey damage from Hurricane Fiona, as tens of thousands of people remain without power 2 weeks later. Biden promised to, quote, rebuild it all. He said, I'm committed to this island. Fiona briefly knocked out power to the entire island 5 years after the more powerful Hurricane Maria completely devastated Puerto Rico. Biden announced that his administration will provide $60 million from last year's bipartisan infrastructure law to improve the levees and flood walls and develop a flood warning system in Puerto Rico. Interestingly enough, Biden did not throw a single roll of paper towels to Puerto Ricans needing help, nor did he convene a meeting of people who should be on the ground working to gather around a table and praise him on his handling of the storm. Just saying. On Wednesday, Biden will visit Florida, which was struck by Hurricane Ian last week. The state's death toll, according to CNN, has risen to at least 101. Meanwhile, here in Ian-ravaged Florida, the governor knows his priorities when he sees them. DeSantis wore campaign gear over the weekend at visits inspecting the damage the hurricane left behind and falsely claimed that the storm's ground zero, Lee County, was, quote, not even in the cone 3 days out, when he was pressed on why the county didn't issue a mandatory evacuation earlier. By the way, yes, it was in the cone of uncertainty. The Supreme Court kicked off its new term on Monday. They declined to hear two cases challenging a ban on bump stocks. Those are the attachments that allow semi-automatic firearms to shoot continuously like fully automatic weapons. ATF banned bump stocks in 2019, following the 2017 mass shooting in Las Vegas. Gun rights advocates who sought to reverse the ban said the ATF overstepped in its authority and distorted the definition of a machine gun. Two separate appellate courts disagreed and upheld the ban. And now, again, the Supreme Court will not hear a challenge to the decision. But today, the Supreme Court holds oral arguments in Merrill versus Milligan. That's a landmark case about redistricting in Alabama that could severely weaken Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. That's the section that protects voters from discrimination in district maps and voting laws. In 2021, Alabama drew a congressional map with only one district where black voters could elect the candidate of their choice. Earlier this year, a federal court struck down the map after finding it diluted the voting strength of black Alabamians. But Alabama appealed the decision to the Supreme Court, which brings us to today. So the court has the opportunity to revisit Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act and could render it powerless in protecting minority voters from discriminatory maps. Needless to say, this case will have huge ramifications for the future of our democracy. Stay tuned. Turning to Ukraine, Ukrainian forces continued to push into Ukrainian territory formerly occupied by Russia on Monday, expanding their counteroffensive in the east and pushing back on Russian defenses in the southern Kherson region. That's one of the four areas that Russia has been trying to illegally annex. Ukraine's gains were so clear that a Russian Defense Ministry spokesman actually acknowledged that, quote, "The enemy managed to forge deep into our defenses using, quote, numerically superior tank units." But he did say that Russian troops inflicted major losses in return. So Russia withdrew from the former stronghold of Lyman in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region, also targeted by Moscow for annexation, and it prompted rare ridicule of the Kremlin's war effort by two powerful allies of Vladimir Putin. What a shame. Need another reason to vote against Dr. Oz? How about cruelty to animals? A new report from Jezebel shows that his scientific experiments at Columbia University killed over 300 dogs. Between 1989 and 2010, Mehmet Oz was a, quote, principal investigator for 75 studies that resulted in the suffering and deaths of dogs, pigs, calves, rabbits, and small rodents. And then there's the big scoop from the Daily Beast, who reported that anti-choice Senate candidate Herschel Walker impregnated a girlfriend in 2009, urged her to get an abortion, and then reimbursed her for the procedure. Herschel Walker has likened abortion to murder, claiming that there should be no exception for rape, incest, or even the life of the mother. Walker's denied any knowledge of past partners getting abortions and said he will sue the Daily Beast over what he called this, quote, flat-out lie. But the unidentified woman provided the reporter with a receipt for the procedure, a get-well card signed by Walker, and an image of a personal check signed by Walker for $700. Daily Beast reported also that it corroborated the woman's claims with a close friend who took care of her after the procedure. And then Walker's 23-year-old son, who happens to be a conservative TikTok influencer named Christian Walker, tweeted, quote, "I know my mom and I would really appreciate if my father, Herschel Walker, stopped lying and making a mockery of us. You're not a family man when you left us to bang a bunch of women, threatened to kill us, and had us move over 6 times in 6 months running from your violence." But wait, there's more. He continued, "I don't care about someone who has a bad past and takes accountability, but how dare you lie and act as though you're some, quote, moral Christian upright man? You've lived a life of destroying other people's lives. How dare you?" As you'd expect, Senator Raphael Warnock took the high road in response. In a gaggle after an event in Atlanta Monday night, Warnock said, "I'll let the pundits decide how they think it will impact the race, but I've been consistent in my view that a patient's room is too narrow and cramped for space for a woman and the government. My view on that has not changed." Warnock and Walker are scheduled to meet for their only debate a week from Friday, October 14th, in Savannah, Georgia. And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.